This is HMS All Access.
Welcome to another episode of HMS All Access. I'm your host, Charlie Wolf, and on this week's episode, we talk global warming, John's roast, and destructive superheroes. We go back in time with This Week in HMS History, and John and I convince Brady to attempt another first pitch. But first, here's a clip of the guys talking about doing drugs on the radio.
A great idea for the radio. I wasn't so afraid I think I'd try this. A day on shrooms. Put me on shrooms for a day. Eric smiling like, yes, yeah. This can happen.
Why is it when I get older I want to do drugs?
I do too. I was so against it, and it's just recent where I'm like, I really want to start doing a lot.
You know why? Because I haven't done them.
I've done nothing.
I've done pot. That's it.
And at this point, I've got nothing to lose. We were just talking about
that's it. Pot.
That's it.
Well, I had it laced one time, and I didn't know it.
You've done some painkillers.
Well, no, like not illegal.
Yeah, they're legal. Yeah.
I haven't done anything. I've had prescribed painkillers and morphine and stuff, but that was because of a surgery. I needed it, evidently.
And we've had super pot from Ralphie.
But recreational drugs? I've not done a thing.
Like no coke? Pot. No.
I'm scared of it. Scared to death of it. I don't want anything to do with it.
But now you want a little sniff?
I feel like I can.
I can handle it.
You're not going to get hooked?
I don't think I'll get hooked, and I think if I do, it's okay. I've lived well. I'm all right.
How deep do you want to go?
Real
Heron?
No. I don't ever do needles. But the mushroom thing and the molly, my antenna are up on that. And I don't want to do drugs.
I just want to try it.
I just want to see what it's like. Everybody that's like, all these jackass kids that are in the promo room, yeah, molly at the thing the other night, we were rolling, it was a blast. It's, what does it do to you? It causes great euphoria. I want in on that.
See, this is the Benadryl. So you're
I know,
like,
the
you're
Benadryl.
Sitting there like,
this
wow.
is why, because I take... I take legal Benadryl, and I've never felt better ever in my life. Every time I yawn, I feel like I'm going to ejaculate. It's the greatest tingle in my, and I feel a little sleepy, but I'm aware of everything, and I'm kind of dizzy, and I like it. It's nice, and I can buy it at CVS. How much better is the stuff that's illegal? Euphoria, but I'm scared to death of it, so I'll never do it. Kids, don't try it because it's just bad. Here's the problem. Nobody tells you with drugs. They're so great you can't stop. That's really what we're saying. Don't ever start. It's just so amazing you could
but
never
But I think
stop.
I can handle it now.
I know I could.
Like when I was younger, I was an idiot.
Yeah.
I think now I'm
all right, see, and I get
one
this
and
guy.
Done.
Steve says, I've tried stuff before. Shrooms are a great time, man. And I'm not a druggie. But shrooms are a whole bunch of
see,
fun.
See, these are the emails and calls you get.
This is the influence you get. And you know why? Because you're not a kid anymore.
Right.
So when you're an adult and you're talking to other people, they're like, look, I wouldn't tell this to a kid, but that was the best time I've ever had. Really? Oh, my God, is it good. And so I've kind of graduated out of that. Drugs are bad. Stay off drugs. Dare to stay off drugs. Now I'm an adult. I'm like, I want to try some of them.
So
I'm looking at pictures of Paige again.
There's a Greek.
New one.
We'll see what we can do. Get Paige on the podcast.
Yes. Get Paige to host the podcast. Finally make this thing worth something.
Cool. I'll make some calls.
Oh, man.
Because this is brutal.
Fuck you.
That's right. That's the way you handle that.
Nice.
All right. So, you guys want to buy some drugs?
Yeah.
We were talking about doing drugs the other
what
day.
What you got, playa?
Yeah.
Is part of the reason you want to try them now is because you didn't do them when you were younger, and now you have friends, and you're like, hey, they're completely normal and
yeah.
functioning
I think it's because you always were taught younger that anybody who did that, their lives would just cave in.
Yeah.
Everything's a nightmare. And then you start getting older, and you're like, well, I know a lot of people who still kind of do that. So then I'm like, well, it's not that bad. I just made it so demonic and bad that it scared me away. And it's really not that. And in everything in moderation
Here's where it gets
great.
Bad. The problem is that when you're older, then like, oh, this could be fun. I'll do it. And you end up doing something stupid that gets you in trouble. You got a lot more to
lose if you've gained some money.
So that's why it's further away from me. Like, as much as you'd want to go to Vegas and do that, in my mind, I think, I end up doing something just really stupid.
But I think I want to have fun, and I think I skipped out on a ton of it. And I think I'm responsible enough now not to do dumb shit.
Yeah.
And know that, okay, this is not going to be a lifestyle, but I am going to give it a run.
This all sort of this desire to now do drugs, it all sort of comes from you being hyped up on the
Benadryl. Benadryl is amazing.
Yeah,
Benadryl
like
makes me feel...
The new gateway drug.
It's a huge gateway drug, because all I do when I'm on it is like, man... If Benadryl makes me feel like this, what does heroin feel like?
Yeah.
This is incredible, and it's legal.
Just start writing, man.
My whole
you should
body.
Start writing.
I should get on some sort of Edgar Allan Poe thing.
My Benadryl years.
I am chasing the Chinaman's nightcap out of a fucking pink and blue box that I can buy at Walgreens every day. So I want something illegal. Yeah. All this sounds great because right now I am a fucking unicorn on a rainbow. I'm flying everywhere.
Have you ever Q-tipped Benadryl or like that same and then put it? Yeah, Q-tipped and then put it in your butt?
No.
Yeah. Really? It'll do the same thing.
I don't want to do that, though.
It's actually faster.
Yeah, quicker. I know.
Like, quicker, more effective.
Yeah, you could bong a beer in your ass and it would get you drunk.
Well, I'm classier than that.
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
I prefer Justin Winery's 2001 Cab Sav right in the asshole.
And they got a problem with that. People are dying on
a problem
they're
with
starting
it.
To put in their
butts. I don't know
butts.
If it's a
it's an epidemic.
Yeah, there's an epidemic. The guys were doing the...
it's really
it's
not
everywhere.
An epidemic.
The guys were taking tampons.
It only takes three to be an epidemic.
Not really.
The guys were taking tampons, soaking them in vodka, and popping them up.
I know it's happened.
No,
that does
it's
not
happened.
Mean it's an
everywhere,
epidemic.
John.
Yeah, I said it's happened,
everywhere.
But it's not.
We've got a major problem.
We don't. We really don't.
Tampy's going to people's butts.
We really don't have an issue with that.
Tito Tampa, Tampy's.
And I would do it. Tito's and tampons.
The brown goose.
What's that?
It's gray goose tampon.
Up your ass.
Brown goose?
A brown goose.
I don't think I don't like being drunk as much as, like, being drunk's fine. I don't get drunk real easy, but being drunk is okay. Being this, whatever this is with Benadryl. I could live my life like this real happy.
That's a major reason why I never been drunk, just because I've seen
Oh, you've
seen
been
the
drunk,
end.
My friend.
I've seen the end result.
I've seen you drunk, buddy.
Of people yakking. Maybe.
You
I might
were
have been
drunk.
Buzzed. But I didn't wake up
drunk.
With a hangover.
No, you don't always
headache,
do it. It's
where
not,
people get absolutely hammered. And I,
that
know.
Isn't from being absolutely hammered. That's from mixing sugar. Really,
I haven't been absolutely hammered.
You did not mix sugar.
I could have been one time
you were
technically
drunk. No, technically.
Exactly.
No, I don't exaggerate. It was awesome.
I knew not to drive.
In line for your fourth Jack and Diet with me. And it was. We were killing them.
I had a lemon drop.
You had Jack and Diet Coke with me. I kept bringing them back. You were drinking them with me.
Where is this?
At the Phoenix Open. You popped the first one with me, and they're the small cups. And we went back for our fourth when you yelled at the guy in the wheelchair, out of the way,
oh,
Kovacs, because
no.
you wanted another one.
This is why I don't drink.
Out of the way, Kovacs! I'm like, Jesus, that's
you
a
you can't
born
control
the,
yourself.
Born in the 4th of July guy.
I can control
guy.
Myself.
That happened. That 100% happened because I laughed so
I
hard.
I thought
it
was Ron Kovac.
Right.
It was not Ron Kovac. It was just general dude in a wheelchair that got yelled at by this fucking drunk. And we all laughed. I'm like, you got to calm down. You're not getting another one. I cut him off. You made me cringe. Oh, it was so loud. I'm like, Jesus, quiet. What are you doing?
Brady. It's terrible.
Hey, Charlie, have you ever done a Vyvanse in your butt?
Yeah.
No, I never have.
You know who has?
You try it.
I don't think
it
Yo,
worked.
Mama!
All right, that's...
Sticking all sorts of stuff up that butt!
You're listening to HMS All Access on Podcast 1.
Your roast.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Pat McMahon.
Pat McMahon, I had never heard of him
Pat
before.
McMahon
he's like more of an Arizona guy.
Yeah, he's a legend in Arizona.
The Muppet Show sort of thing that he had going on.
Wallace and Ladmo was the name of the show.
Wallace and Ladmo.
And it was it's the longest running children's show in longest running children's show in American history, 35 years. And he also did TV and radio. He sang, and he was an entertainer and a politician kind of guy, political radio. He did regular radio. He was just always on. He's a local legend, and he asked me to be part of his roast, and I still don't know why.
Yeah, how well did you know him?
Not at all. I met him once 20 years ago where I didn't expect him to know who I was, and my friend Dave said, this is John. And he said, I know who this is. It's John. I know you well. And I'm like, how? Good radio finds me. Shook my hand, and I'm like, that's like either the nicest or most arrogant thing I've ever heard in my life, and we never spoke again. Until the roast. And that was all part of his... You know, his comedy was all like, I've never met this guy. And he told me at the end, and this kind old man who's got to be in his 80s finally turned to me at the end and he goes, you know what? Go fuck yourself, Holmberg. And that was the end of the roast, which was fantastic because he's never said fuck yourself to anyone ever.
Wow.
I'm the only one.
That never slipped out in the children's show?
Not
Wilson
once.
Ladmo?
Not his
surprising.
Character, Captain Super or Gerald or the cowboy. Nope. It was all free of go fuck yourselves for 35 years. Never
so,
once.
So you did. I watched a little bit of the video on Facebook, and you did take – you made some jokes there that –
Oh, they were great.
Yeah, I mean, they made me a little uncomfortable
Somebody
there because it seemed
me.
Like the crowd wasn't all too
oh, they
ready
were
for it.
Everything. Well, they weren't ready for it, and there were a couple of oohs and ahs. I favor the ohs more than the laughs. The laughs were good. But making people feel like really uncomfortable for a second and then laughing was the ultimate. I discovered that's my milk and honey. That's where I live. is that I can verbally destroy people and have an entire group of people laughing because they know it's sort of true. What I'm saying is sort of funny and true, and make everybody feel really shitty. And then afterwards go, we're all friends. That's where I want to live forever. I had 4 hours of material on Pat McMahon.
Oof.
I had to pare that down.
God, you didn't even really know that well.
I didn't know him that well at all. I had some information, but I just jokes after my friend Colin and I sat down and I had a whole bunch of stuff and he wrote a couple of them and we made fun of Hitler with the guy from the Anti-Defamation League. I told him, I said, because you're here, I got rid of 30% of my jokes. You make me very nervous, so I killed 30% of my material, just like Hitler did the Jews.
Oh, my God.
That's a roast joke. And the crowd oozed. Those are great. And I had a blast doing that. If you want, I'll do your roast. Hire me for your roast. I'll roast anybody. You want to do it tomorrow? I'll do it tomorrow. Give me the target.
What would the roast of Brady Bogan be like?
Oh, endless. It would be about speech therapy. It would be about his wife hating him, never having seen the real earth. Like, the world that he sees and the world we see are two different things. Of course, weight would play a part. It would be pretty fun. We could write a lot about Brady. My favorite joke was that I did the other night was about Alice Cooper. He did a video, and my joke was, I said, Pat McMahon's wife, her vagina has a lot in common with Alice Cooper in that they sit empty day and night downtown waiting for people to come.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. And Pat sent me a nice little note afterwards that was really sweet, so... It was all good. It was a nice note. He said, nobody does an impression of you because you're one of a kind. And I'm like, oh, that's very nice.
Oh, that's cute.
And I said, go fuck yourself, Pat.
You're listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
It's time for another edition of This Week in HMS History when we turn back the clocks and find an archived clip from years ago. This week we go back all the way to 2003 when the guys had a little too much fun with a prank phone call.
Is Gordon there?
No, he's not.
Who are you?
Who are you?
My name's Tristan.
Who?
Tristan. I go to, oh my God. This is awkward. I got this number from my parents, and Gordon is working on our house, or helping. And I missed my period, and I need to talk to him.
She hooked us.
We'll call back.
We'll have to call back.
She hooked me.
Hello?
Are you hiding him from me? Seriously, I need help.
Who the f*** is this?
Oh my God, don't get mad. Oh my God, don't yell. I'm so stressed out because I'm scared, okay? I missed my period.
Hello?
Who is this?
Who is this?
My name is Tristan. And I need to talk to Gordon because we were together about a month and a half ago and I missed my period. And I need to talk to him. I am so screwed up right now. Oh, my God. Don't yell. Don't yell. I don't know who you people are. I was just given this number. I thought it was Gordon.
What's your name?
My name is Tristan. Gordon came to my parents' house. He's working at my parents' house. And one thing happened, and I was home from school. And, oh, my God. And
okay, well, you need to talk to his girlfriend, dude. I'm not his girlfriend.
Oh, my God. He's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, he lives here with his girlfriend.
Oh, my God. It gets worse. You're not the girlfriend?
Dude, this is a...
Oh, my God. It is not a prank. I swear. Oh, my God, I'm getting totally freaking crazy here. My name is Tristan. I just wanted to talk to Gordon, and I got
Why
this...
Why do you want to talk to Gordon? Who the f*** are you?
Because it's my period, and I need
Who
him
the
to...
are
my
you?
My name is Tristan. Gordon
Who
and I...
Who are you?
Gordon and I were together...
When?
About a month and a half ago.
He's... Lying, you stupid bitch.
No, I'm not.
You are
stop
lying,
it.
Okay?
Oh, my God.
You're touching on a f***ing girl. You're lying, you stupid f***ing hoe.
Stop
and
it.
You have to watch out because if I f***ing know, who the f***ing know, you stupid
Tiffany. Tiffany, Gordon put us up to this for crying out loud. She lost it.
Wow.
So then we called her back. This is a part no one's heard yet. We had to call her back to try to explain ourselves for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And it just got silly. This is when you realized how mad she was. Because she sounds like she's wrestling a wildcat here.
There she will.
She's calling Gordon right now.
Oh, yeah, Gordon's dead. First time a bobcat.
No, wait.
HMS All Access Podcast One. HMS All Access. Podcast One.
I've come up with the greatest argument ever for liberals and the global warming, though, and the EPA thing.
Yeah.
It's the best argument you'll ever have.
For liberals or against?
For them, to help them out. Okay. Look, liberals, because I'm on the weird side of this. I'm an atheist who doesn't necessarily buy into humans having so much control over the environment we can change and manipulate. I know something's going on. I'm saying your solutions are garbage. Your solutions are just not right.
Well, I think we have a pretty... I mean, look at all the animals we've destroyed.
Sure, sure. But we've been doing that for a long time.
Oil spills.
By our population.
But what I've always said was, and this is a fact, because most people who are environmentalists are saying, science is proven. If you believe in science like I do, then you know that humans will just adapt and will eventually roll on.
Or die out.
We won't die out. The strong will survive. If you believe in science, the strong will survive. And we probably will someday die out. So let environmental change happen, global warming, whatever, and the strong ones will survive and we'll become a stronger species.
Perhaps.
Think of it from that direction and stop screaming out science this, science that, we got to do something else. If you believe in science, we'll adapt and evolve and then we'll prove our point.
Well, they also know, also based upon your science part of it is the population keeps increasing to a certain extent.
Sure. It's got to be.
It's going to die.
We got to kill off a few.
Yeah.
Which is great. And the strong will survive. And then it'll prove our point that evolution is real. And then you can scream science all day long.
Yeah.
It's actually good for us, science people.
Global warming, though.
Yes.
You were talking about global warming the other day.
I'm the only one with a real solution.
Accepting the global warming.
Instead of getting so mad about it that someone disagrees with you. Instead, people, now see, like you and I are both, we believe in science. So it's funny to me that the argument with this is that people who believe in science are the maddest ones about global warming. But people who believe in science should believe that as the Earth changes, we'll adapt. So it's going to either prove our point that evolution is real or kill us all off for doing what we're doing in the first place, and that's it. But still, I don't think we're on some fast track to death. And there'll be winners and losers in global warming. So the coastline moves in just a tad, right? Who wins? Phoenix. We're up here about 900 to 1,800 feet. We're feeling pretty good about ourselves. There's no way the water's going to rise that high. We end up with beaches somewhere around Gila Bend, right where the lands are. We have a nice weather pattern change. The currents move in from the ocean a little easier. The Midwest loses big time because they'll become super hot. It's not everybody's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
We'll adapt and change. I'm tired of the argument. I believe we are doing something to affect the Earth. I don't believe any of the solutions are anything more than monetary gain for big businesses in the first place. They're not coming up with real ideas. Until business says, it's all free. Folks, I'm scared to death. Everything we need to do is free to you because we're going to change it all. Then I'll believe it. But right now I'm like, poor shit.
Survival of the fittest at that point, though, right? You know, as the world changes, it starts killing off. We're overpopulating anyway, so maybe we just speed up this process, start letting the weak die off. Like, we could start with, let's say we cut healthcare for, 15 million people.
Well, right? You do the death panels and start picking and choosing who's...
Yeah, yeah, you get to live, you get to die.
We're the only species that protects the weak.
But I'm saying we speed this up. Like,
I'd love to speed it up.
I'm trying to think of a way to get
rid of... Stand outside with aerosol cans and hose them off all day long. Just stand outside and blow...
Do your part.
Light bleach on fire for no reason. I don't know. Mine your backyard. Frack something.
And I'm thinking we pitch this whole idea of letting the weak die off. We pitch it to them sort of Brady's idea of... You get to go to heaven faster.
Meet Jesus faster.
Meet Jesus quicker.
Well, what we could get is religion to help us out and say that suicide is a speedy ticket to Jesus.
Yeah, okay.
It's a fast track to Jesus. Like, Jesus loves when you want to meet him. And you get a meet and greet if you get rid of yourself before April 8th. Well, oh my God, you meet Jesus. You're going to be an auto ticket in. So, yeah, it's religion pulling back a little bit and all of us science people stopping the fight. Because you're not going to win the argument. You're just going to make the other side matter.
You are listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
Batman, Superman, they kill hundreds of thousands of people in an effort to save the city. And it's mainly because they're just cavalier with the way they save things. They blow shit up. They crash their planes into stuff. They never...
Yeah.
And then they're like heroes at the end because they got the bad guy. But the carnage of the buildings that fell or the exploding, the bombs that go off, the things they fail at, and it's just not worth having them. You look at Iron Man, the Avengers... They blow up all of the entire downtown just to try to stop one guy.
Right.
Let him do his thing. You're doing just as much damage, period. There's no way the Avengers are... How did this happen?
What?
This conversation.
I don't know. We talked about the anti-hero killing people.
Fucking Avengers. They're awful. You should root for them to be dismissed from the city. The bad guy
If you got a shot, take it. You get a green light, drop him. You got snipers and Navy SEALs and shit.
Sure.
There's no way they're doing, fuck it, we'll just go in there and blow up some buildings. We'll get him. We'll get him.
A huge battle.
Oh, he made it up. Battles, tanks in the streets.
Yeah.
You won, dude. I think the military's got this.
Yeah,
I mean, the insurance company would rather have Loki just do his thing than say, well, fuck. All right, well, at least 30% are alive. But I've got, everyone in the city's now got a car claim. Death claims are through the moon. Yeah, I mean, our rates would go, the Avengers would cause such an insurance hike, it's not even worth thinking about. They're just, there's zero tax. It's a pretty heavy-handed approach to get one guy.
Well, it's like if the U.S. responded to every global crisis like D-Day, with a D-Day, like, sort
right,
of
exactly.
mass invasion, like, sending the Marines
Team
in,
America
just go.
Had the best thing ever when they had to stop the terrorists and they blew up the Louvre and the pyramids. And everything. Everything's okay when we were done. It was like, hey, you're lucky we were here. You blew up everything. Eiffel Tower tipped over. Everything was blown up. And they're like, you're welcome. Everything is bone. Our superheroes are assholes. We can't have it. We got to stop them. They're bad people. They ruin everything.
Just irresponsible.
Yeah. If you're a responsible person, you should not like superheroes. They do a lot of damage. I would like reasonable superheroes, like Reasonable Man.
Oh, yeah.
Who, like all these other guys, well, we'll attack from this. No. Let's not attack. Guys, settle down a little bit. I know he's doing, but the more we add to this, the bigger this fire gets. So let's sit back. Wait for him to make his move, and then maybe get that bomb from him.
Strategy man.
Yeah, strategize guy. We need a planner, because they don't have one.
The strategizer.
The strategizer. I like that.
That's
he comes
guy.
In, and all the superheroes have to meet with him. He's like a consultant before they're allowed to do anything. What was your plan? We're going to unleash Hulk on the Vegas Strip. And No. What happens when that happens? Oh, he crushes a lot of buildings, and people die. And what are we after? One guy. You're right. Is Hulk necessary here? No. And he just sits in a room. He's just got great strategic plans. He's got no superpowers other than his brain really is good at figuring out, look, we don't need Hulk here. Let's be honest. Do we need air power? Iron Man, I'm sorry, you're not necessary.
Yeah.
Thor, you're indestructible.
Uh-huh.
Your hammer never goes away. Nope. You're our guy. We're going to send you in alone. What about my friends? Not necessary.
It's Hulk, him. I don't think, is getting chosen for any mission, really.
It's like using a bulldozer when you need a shovel. And that's basically what superheroes have become. So again, you probably lean on Thor a lot. But he's an alien. He doesn't even die here.
Well, that's Superman. I don't understand why anyone likes Superman. Like, he's pretty much indestructible except for like one rock.
He's a piece of shit. And it doesn't ever make sense, that rock, because he can punch Batman through a building. And then like a little stick makes him sad. And then why not just, I mean, and Batman had three big fucking kryptonite sticks to stop him.
Yeah.
And he gives him one. And he's like, then he gets away from it and throws him through a building. Put all three of them on him and beat the shit out of him. Why are you holding? There he is. No holding back. You pour all that on there. If I knew you were allergic to gas and I had a gallon of gas and I need to kill you, I'm not going to. I need to be frugal with this. You never know. No, fuck that. When I'm scorpion hunting, I use half a can on one scorpion. I'm like, that's enough. Throw that. It's like $18 a can. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. That one's going. Smush him with my foot just to make sure. I'm killing you. Dead.
HMS All Access Podcast 1.
We got the best of Eric last night. I'm not going to let Brady live this one down. Eric is a clearly on paper and on film now a much better athlete than Brady.
Now you're going to
I got to get him back on that hill.
Now you're going to have to start talking a lot of crap to Brady. Get him
play the tape.
There.
Play the tape, Eric.
All right, we'll
this is Brady's first
play.
Pitch from the dugout. This is the audio of us.
I think there was more people
don't
at the game
it!
Last time.
Oh, sure.
No!
Don't turn it!
That's a long way.
It's a long walk to the mound. Oh, listen to that crowd. It's Brady.
And then play the Eric's next to it.
Eric's is perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have a crew watching me.
No.
there's no.
But there would be no reason for anybody to make tons and tons of noise. Eric
the difference,
threw a nice pitch.
That's what I'm saying. The difference in the reaction was
right, which was, you know,
extreme.
Satisfactory versus, oh my God, is he retarded? You need to do this. One more time. Toledo can arrange it. Diamondbacks. We'll do it even when the Marlins are in town so there's no crowd again. There was no pressure from a crowd. There was nothing about it. You were the Chaz Roberts play of the game, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
But thank God no one was watching that either.
And ESPN covered it.
Yep. They got it up there on Fox
Baseball
Sports and
tonight.
ESPN. Yeah, one of the worst pitches, the openers. You have to get all three of them up there. Toledo will put them on Facebook.
Right.
We'll do the comp. People can watch. And the shame of it all, Brady, is that you've got to stand there and know you can redeem yourself. All you have to do is go throw a strike. Or just at least throw it to the guy. I've seen you play.
Yeah, I'll just go to the guy, but I don't want to. I just want.
Don't start. I wanted this. That. Stop it. Stop
I wanted
it.
That cheddar
no,
going down there,
it.
And I can't do it.
Brady, I think it's time for your second first pitch.
Oh, okay.
I think it's time.
Third. The reason the one that you know about happened was because when we didn't know about, he snuck off with Sanderson Ford once and threw a terrible pitch out at Surprise Ballpark and then came back. It wasn't bad. And then the reports came back. Brady's pitch was terrible.
Oh, no, I said it was bad.
Yeah, but you didn't make it out to be as bad as it was.
No, it was high. That one was catchable above the head.
If you jumped.
You know. Yeah.
The second one was higher.
Yeah.
Oh, the second one hit the net.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was really bad. And now Eric's thrown his pitch, and it's just embarrassing that Eric's beating you at
this. Yeah, Brady, you
Eric did a nice little pitch.
It was a meatball, but he got it to the guy.
I could have done that, but I wasn't going to do that.
No. Brady.
All day long.
We don't know that. What I saw was a meatball in the sky when you threw it. That was not a hard thrown ball.
That was horrendous.
It was atrocious.
We've seen John and Eric now show you up. What's next, Toledo?
Oh, my God.
You got it. Your redemption is now.
It could happen.
No, it
could. Don't let it happen.
Just
redemption
go out there
is now.
And just make it so you've got one. Just go, look, it's in my pocket. This is good.
All right.
This is it. Just do it again. It needs to happen.
Just show me where to show up and
all right.
You're in.
We'll arrange it.
Sure.
It's happening.
I like this.
We will arrange it. Well done,
all
Charlie.
Day.
We're going to put family pressure on it. Now, my favorite part of Brady's bad pitch before was you screaming, Charlie, I still love you, Unky Dave, after the ball sailed out.
That was a support.
I was there to support you.
And I guess the I didn't feel like it necessarily pressure. I was trying to throw it hard. And then you look at the film, like, that's not throwing
the
it hard.
The lollipop.
It wasn't a lollipop.
I have a broken
it.
Shoulder
it wasn't a
and
lollipop,
I could throw it.
It
was a lollipop. It was a pussy throw.
No, it was a little more than a lollipop.
No, it wasn't. You got to watch it again. That shit was garbage. I do an impression of something real quick. You want to hear it?
Okay.
Ooh. That's my pitch hitting the glove of the catcher in the crowd afterwards. That's how you throw a first pitch.
Yeah, see, and that's what
Ooh.
I don't. It needs to be a fastball. That's what I'm saying. Anyone can meatball toss a thing.
No,
if
they
can't.
If you want
me to do that, I'll
do
that.
You didn't do it. You tried it.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to meatball, and you're going to screw that up, too.
Meatball it.
You're going to dump it in the dirt.
Anyone
which is worse than airmailing.
Pansy throw.
Airmailing, well, if you go.
You want a full wind-up. You want to throw some heat.
All right.
Put that cheddar on it.
Go get them.
I'm ready.
Go get them. So you're the one talking. You can't do a meatball. That's embarrassing.
No,
so go put
that's
some
what
heat
you
on.
Want.
No,
you
no,
want
it's
to
not
be
what I want.
Representative
I want you to throw
show,
a strike.
Meatball.
I said
non-memorable.
Nothing. I said
Look
nothing.
At the play we got out of that air that
I know.
That I produced.
Golly, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Pop it.
You are welcome.
Pop it. Ooh. That's nice. Throw a strike. Oh, that's nice.
Whee!
Into the backstop. Boo!
Awesome.
That's not
also
nice.
Good.
No. Boo! Is embarrassing.
I'll be there cheering for you.
Yeah. Family screaming out that they'll love you anyway is not a good first pitch.
Great!
No. Bad. We made it great, but it was still an embarrassment.
So I'll go out there. I'll throw the meatball that you want.
I don't want a meatball. You're,
what
you
do you want?
Want? I just
what
said throw a strike.
Me?
Throw a strike. Throw it to the guy behind the plate. However your female, weird, broken down body can do it, do it.
Hey, Unky Dave is more athletic than he looks.
I'm aware of that.
Have you seen him on the tennis court?
I'm aware of that. We're not playing tennis.
You want me to hit a tennis?
You know what that's
sad. I can take my tennis racket
that's
out there.
That's so fucking sad. Because I'm good at boxing drills. But if I threw a ball into a backstop and said, you should see me box. What a fucking knob I must be.
So, John, do you want him to fail?
No. That's the whole point of this. I've seen him play. I know he can do this. I don't like the fact that he's like, meh, I don't care. You can't leave that out there.
Sometimes you can.
No, that's like being impotent with fucking
Cindy
Crawford.
It'll be hard to top.
Oh, come on.
I'm fine with it. I don't feel like I need to go redeem myself.
You do. You know you do.
I don't.
Get off your silliness there and know that you're an embarrassment to yourself and your family. Knock it off. That's horrible. You need redemption on that. And it isn't for me. It's for you. Personal fucking pride. Have some, for Christ's sake. I've got it for you. Have your own.
I will dedicate the pitch.
I don't care what you dedicate it to. Dedicate it to your own goddamn pride.
Brady, you show no desire to redeem yourself. You skied your first pitch. But
no.
You seem okay with that.
Yeah, that's okay. Come on,
do this for the family.
Yeah, do it for people who care about themselves. Not
all
some...
I want is an uncle that can throw a good first pitch.
I'm ready.
That's
I'll
it.
Do it.
That's all you need to do. Pride, Charlie. Family pride.
In the
family
name
pride.
Of love.
What you have to do is go out there.
Don't be afraid to get back out there.
That's right. Don't be afraid of saying, you know what,
and
last
I'm not.
Time? Good. It's good to hear that. Now get out and do it. We're going to arrange
this. Let's do this,
happen.
Charlie.
Book it.
You know, he'll be really proud of me, too.
Who?
Mary.
Why?
Your girlfriend, Mary.
Because he going to fuck your girl.
Go away. I'm done with you. Go away.
Next.
That's it for this episode of HMS All Access. If you have a question for What Would Eric Do, you can email charlie@98kupd.com and have your question read on next week's episode. For everything else, Holmberg's Morning Sickness, and other podcasts, you can visit podcastone.com or download the Podcast One app. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.